This is the Light Goddess Podcast, and I am your host, Jude Hotep, the Goddess Coach. If you are here, it means that you are on the sacred feminine journey. You are wildcrafting seven figures, and come hell or high water, you will root the divine feminine and more love into this world. Let's get into it. Welcome back to the Light Goddess Podcast. I'm Jude Hotep. This episode is called Money Alignment. It's going to be good. So good. First, I want to let you know that I coach women on financial healing through the Divine Feminine, and we work together in the Light Goddess coaching program by overcoming distorted money beliefs and restoring your innate self-worth by reconnecting to your wild feminine, your intuition, and flow. You can get into a sacred call with me and apply for coaching at lifecoachjude.com. Also, there you can download the free guide, How to Connect to Your Sacred Feminine and Make More Money. And if you join the Activate Your Goddess Facebook group, I have a masterclass beginning on Monday, 5-day masterclass for free in the group. And it is Wild Feminine Financial Healing. It's going to be so much fun. Already doing some videos on it in the group. And we're going to talk about some things today that we're going to go deep in the masterclass on. And let's get into this episode. We're going to talk about money today. I love talking about money. I love money. I am money. I am spirit, and spirit is money. This is it, y'all. Exactly what I'm saying right now is a massive part of financial healing. You have to normalize having money, having lots and lots of money. You have to normalize it to your brain. You know, you have to normalize talking about money, being with money, having money, creating money, all the things around money. You have to normalize it to your brain. I'm slightly allergic to the word normal, as I refuse. What's so crazy is I tried most of my life to fit into social paradigms of bullshit, all while having zero chance because there's nothing fitting in about me. By the way, FYI, if you don't know and are choosing to be timid about your visibility, your people want to see the real you. They want real, raw, and weird. They are weird, and they just want to come out of the weird closet already and be themselves. And when you be yourself, you give them permission. They subconsciously are seeking to be themselves. And so, you know, normalizing money, getting back to you know, it's not normal, it's normalizing. So normalizing money, and you know, we must do this with our brain. So, you know, it's a powerful difference in your business. It's going to make the most powerful difference to your life. You have to talk about money, feel the discomfort swell up inside you when others don't respond well because of their own money triggers, and stand firm and tall in your money talk. You know, you might not keep the conversation going, but don't let that feeling of discomfort take you out of your power and make you buy into that feeling. Emotions, we don't believe the emotions. Emotions just come, you know, pass through. It doesn't mean anything. Our brain makes emotions mean that you're supposed to now do something. And that's where the cognizance around emotions becomes so powerful. When you are feeling and releasing your emotions regularly, you've built your vocabulary and you're really in this emotional alchemy. And so don't let the discomfort fool you into thinking that something went wrong in this conversation. You know, they had money triggers come up or what have you. But being this example of normalizing money and women making money and having money and creating money is so important to your revenue in your business and to your financial healing. Practice talking about money everywhere to begin to desensitize yourself to it being taboo or off topic or uncomfortable or not proper. Talk about money. Talk about money. It's just another thing, like a shirt or a hat or a bus or your hand. You know, it's part of our existence, right? Start talking about money everywhere. Be sure it is in a positive way. When people go negative, they just showed their cards. They just showed how high their money ceiling goes. Get out quick. You want to be around people who are money positive, meaning they speak about money in the affirmative and don't have negative money talk or scarcity or lack running. You want to be around people who have consciousness around mission, who you surround yourself with matters so much when you are doing belief work, when you're believing hard in you, your business, what you are doing, what you are creating and making money, believing hard in your business and your light goddess work. Your mission requires you to be around people who are powerful, empowered, and making money. So normalizing money will bring you into greater and greater alignment because you are dislodging interjects about money from the overculture. There is a story about this man who made $20 million a year, and he was speaking to a homeless man on a park bench, and he's bitching. He's complaining, talking about how money just isn't the way it used to be. 100K just doesn't go as far. And the homeless man was saying, 100K... That's pretty good. That's pretty good. The man kept insisting, no, you don't understand. 100K just isn't what it used to be. So do you see how it's all perception? Having money doesn't mean you're happy, have your problems solved, or joyful, or changing the world for the better, or helping people transform their lives. It's your belief. It's your energy. It is taking divine feminine aligned action. So you have to normalize having money to your brain. Your brain has all the old thoughts around money. You got to find out what these beliefs are and make notes of them. Here's a really great exercise to do for a while is make a note in your phone. You should always have your phone, right? And when you are out in the world or in your day-to-day and you see the impressions and the snapshots and the thoughts and the emotions your brain is offering you about money, like you go to buy something or somebody else says something or you see an advertisement or you want this car, you know, begin to keep a list of what your brain's offering you about money so you can begin to see, like, what is my brain telling me all day about money? You want to get so clear on that. This is your work because you want to dismantle the thoughts and beliefs that are out of alignment with your revenue goal, with financial thriving, with financial health. Alignment is about choice. We want to change the beliefs that don't create alignment so that we can have greater power behind our choice to believe hard in our ability to receive and create money. Money is in the air right next to you, just like love. Here's the thing. Are you tuned to that frequency? And this is a powerful work we're doing in the Light Goddess program. Are you tuned to it? If your brain doesn't find money easy, flowing, simple, normal, then it is where we dig in, right? We want to normalize financial abundance. It is normal. It is only the overculture that perpetuated lack and survival around money and applied fear to money. And so, you know, money alignment comes from normalizing money and moving all of the limiting beliefs around money out of the way of this being the most natural thing in the whole world. You know, alignment is about your choice. And so we want to give your brain every opportunity to be able to make the powerful choices because we're doing this work. Money alignment comes from your energy. Taking action means nothing if your emotions and beliefs are not aligned to your actions. You won't create the result. You'll only create the result of your money up to the ceiling of your money beliefs if your emotions and beliefs aren't aligned to your action. So we talked about making it normative. Be around other women in business making money. Let's talk about the energy piece, your emotions. What are you feeling around money? Is it fun, inspired, playful, and just a given? This is the energy you want. That is the fun. It's how you bring light into this world. It's how you know, money is how you continually move your clients and customers into transformation and bring the child of love greater into the world every day. Your emotions around money will create alignment or sink your alignment. There is a distinction between attachment and receiving. Between attachment, neediness, and hope, between that and certainty, sufficiency, and receiving, owning Creator Goddess. So Creator Goddess, she just is. She just knows. It's so simple to her. It's this difference that you click into where suddenly it's not a grasping, groping, trying, figuring, that masculine mind, the conditioning of the overculture. It's like the feminine knowing, certainty, trust, safety, chill, relaxed, you know, sunk into the the comfort of your own being and your own authenticity, where you just know. It's like the way a mother is with her child. She just knows. She's not fretting and worrying. I mean, I'm not talking about the mothers that do, but the mothers that got it together here with their child, you know, and there isn't this big panic when the child bonks its head, you know. It's gonna just hit its head all the time. It's just going to. It's gonna fall down all the time, you know, and especially when they're like really young and they're all precious and extra precious, and they're just gonna beat their head off stuff all the time. So it's like, you're just like, it's okay, right? And so there's no panic, and you just check for things, and you know, you have the intuitive hit if it's more of something that needs to be dealt with, right? And so Creator Goddess, you know, it's just simple to her. This comes with trusting in the process of life, and this doesn't come without getting your brain coached. Trusting in the process of life as woman does not come without healing, re-narrating your dark night of the soul, your challenges, losses, and pain. You know, it takes getting your brain coached. So Creator Goddess, certainty and trusting, relaxed joy and playfulness versus monkey mind, attachment to money, hoping for money. Really different energy, isn't it? This is what it takes to be in alignment. Certainty and hope feels really different in your body. These two energies feel different. They feel different in your body. Certainty and hope feel really different in your body. I'm repeating myself because I just really want you to think about your emotions inside you and how they feel. This is the emotions work, is really understanding the vibration in our bodies of emotion. That's all it is. It's all emotion is vibration in the body. And they produce different results. So if you are doing the exact same actions but showing up in the energy of hope, you are going to get a completely different result than if you are doing those same actions and showing up in the energy of certainty, of it's a given. This is what alignment's about. It's the energy you're showing up with, to your client calls, to your customers, to your writing and social posting. It's so important. The next piece of money alignment is your feminine intuition. Right now, there's so much internal change for people that everyone is going through, and everyone's brain is freaking out. Change, growth, and new financial healing and revenue numbers will provoke your brain to revert to default patterns. So when you're normalizing money and changing blocking money beliefs, you are changing the default patterns in your brain and rewiring it to accept greater and greater expansion and growth and capacity and revenue and self-expression. So your default brain, that baseline, you're always improving it with this work. Yet growth, change, and more money will cause your brain to give you some of the old messages and some of the old thoughts. And it'll be random. You'll be doing great for 3 months, and then bam, it just pops up. So most women are going through this right now. Particularly, this is a moment of massive transformation in the collective. And, you know, we have a full moon this weekend and lots of Pluto aspects. And we have a Pisces full moon, and the esoteric ruler Pisces is Pluto. And so there's so much transformation and change. But seeing your brain suddenly start freaking out over what seems small to you can cause you to question and doubt yourself. You're not going backwards. This isn't a problem. Nothing has gone wrong. Okay, so your feminine intuition needs engaged more consciously and deliberately. Get out of your mind and into your intuition. Let your mind freak out. Sink into your heart. What guidance are you receiving? Just ask. Get quiet. Ask a question and listen for the answer. This work is turning toward your feminine knowing over and over and over again. This is the only way that this becomes the most natural thing in the world. Your feminine intuition being your guide, your mentor, your leader, yourself, like who you are, being who you are. You feel, you walk, you create, you live. There's nothing to figure out. Your intuition alerts you should you need to hang a left or swirl back and around. You know your no. You're lightning clear on it. You own your no with love. You don't do things you don't want to do because it's respectable or expected or traditional. A really good example is that my coach talks about not going to her kids' friends' birthday parties, and I completely understand her. And this would be the most wasted use of my time to attend 34-year-olds' birthday parties a year. You know, like, drop the kid off, let them have fun. Why does the parent have to go? And, you know, it's, you're shedding the conditioning of the overculture that there's a way to behave for propriety and piety, that there's a custom, that there's some way of supposed to, have to, ought to. Your intuition is more divine than any arbitrary rule made up a century long ago that has no use in this time and was never made for a woman. It was made to control, for power, to keep the system in place, to keep the programming going. Now is the divine feminine making herself seen and heard, ending the 5,000-year repression. This means you have to get out of your mind and into your heart. It is a practice, just like practicing new thoughts. You practice moving back out of the mind and into your heart over and over. It becomes easier. You have experiential understandings and illuminations that give you more capacity to recognize when you're in the mind. You go into extremes so that you can see the contrast and develop greater consciousness around it. And you practice getting out of the mind, back into your feminine intuition. You don't really need the mind too much, not to the degree it was developed, overdeveloped. The use of language being taught before age 7 really contributes to this amplification of the logical part of the brain over the receptive, receiving, intuitive part that feels everything around it and exactly when to move and when to stop and when to go and when to shift. Money alignment will only grow and grow and grow. It will become natural. It will feel a part of you. Money will have different connotations and air about it. Normalize money. Normalize having money, creating money, and a lot of money. Pay attention to your energy. Are you in attachment and lack to money, or are you in liberation and certainty? Get into your feminine intuition. Sink into who you are and know that all is well, because it really, really is okay. I gave a couple of exercises. I really encourage you to implement them. It will guide you into greater money alignment. Money is not a mystery. It's just energy. It is a spirit made matter. It is you. It is me. You're not separate from it. It is not out there somewhere. Your ideas are money. Your creativity is money. You are full of wealth and abundance. Your love is money. Practice this paradigm shift. Let the old spells fall away. Keep going. Don't ever give up on your light goddess work. This life is magical. Align to the frequency of magic. I'm sending you so much love. I'll talk to you next episode. Don't forget about the masterclass starting on Monday. We're going to get into this powerful work. Starts on Monday. Join the Activate Your Goddess Facebook group to join. And it's all right there. I'm also starting weekly weather intuitives only in the group. And so it'll help you sort the energies out for each week. And make your weeks way more powerful. All right, I love you. I'll talk to you next episode. Hey, goddesses, this has been the Light Goddess Podcast. I am your host, Jude Hotep, the Goddess Coach. And if you would like to apply for the Light Goddess program, that is all over at lifecoachjude.com, click the button and we will talk. If you'd like a free guide on how to connect to your sacred feminine and make more money, that is over at lifecoachjude.com.